After the game, you got a little teary-eyed talking to your players.
No, I didn't. There were no tears.
Yeah, yeah. We saw it. We saw it. So what got you emotional? What about got you emotional about that game in particular?
No, I think these guys put in a lot of time. They put in a lot of effort. We demand a lot of these guys. We practice hard. We meet a lot. I just don't think it's easy. And I think when you go into a situation like that where there was a lot of adversity for our football team and turnovers, another injured quarterback, I just give our guys a lot of credit. And it means a lot. It means a lot to the coaching staff and to those guys in that locker room. There's nothing better than a winning locker room in the NFL. There's really nothing.
What about what the coaches put into it?
Yeah, that's, again, I think these guys collectively, this coaching staff, works extremely hard, really, the earliest they get out of here is Friday around dinner time. Other than that, it's 5 a.m. till whenever the work's done, 11 o'clock, midnight sometimes. These guys work really hard, and so when you can come out on the winning end of a game like that, it's gratifying.
You said also you couldn't say what you really wanted to say because there were mics in there, so feel free to tell us what
you
mics wanted
in
the
here.
Players to just
there's
act like there's not.
What's that?
Just act like there's no mics.
Yeah, right, sorry. Just flip on Hard Knocks. You'll review that. You'll see.
So it had nothing to do with losing 13 in a row, right?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing, John.
What do you think the chances are that Hoyer will play this week?
Again, I think it has more to do with how the independent doctors evaluate him and how our training staff works with them, as far as the evaluations. And I think we'll know something better after probably tomorrow.
Is tomorrow when he's meeting with the independent neurologist?
I'm not sure about that, Tanya, but I believe so. I believe so.
In terms of B.J. Daniels and the fact that he can play two positions, do you want to cross-train him, or are you going to kind of just let him get his feet wet with quarterback for now and learn that?
Yeah, we're going to train him to play quarterback, but we're also going to do some things with him as a receiver. We're not going to try to put too much on his plate, it'd be more like packages, and then we'll see how it goes throughout the week, whether he's on, up for the game day. Again, a lot of that has to do with Brian and things like that. But, we're going to ask him to kind of dive right in here. He got here. I think he took a red eye out of Seattle. He was here at 7 this morning. So today he probably needs some sleep after we're done meeting with him and then get going on it tomorrow.
Apparently they're sorry to lose him.
What's that?
Apparently they're very sorry to lose him.
Yeah,
Seattle.
Yeah, I think that he's a guy, like I said, that we've known about for a while. George Gotsi's familiar with him from when he was at South Florida. George was at Central Florida. I spoke briefly with him this morning. An impressive guy. So, I'm sure he's in the meetings right now with George and the rest of the guys, and I'm sure they're going through things.
After one day later, how do you look at the tape, assess how we did out there? Because he pointed out
how who did.
Brandon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right. He pointed out he made a bunch of mistakes and stuff like that, but he also did some good things. So.
Yeah, no, I think it's, I think when you're thrust into that type of situation, I think it's really a great lesson for younger players that you have to be ready to go at a moment's notice. Everybody that worked in the game yesterday made a mistake here and there. I mean, nobody was perfect in the game. And I thought for him, though, he went in there with really good poise. It's not the first time he's played in an NFL game. He took what he knew, and he tried to apply it to the execution of the play. And there are things that everybody can improve upon. But I thought give Brandon a lot of credit for being able to go in there and play with poise.
What have you seen from the development of Bernard Greg McKinney over the whole season? And looks like he's sort of reacting faster now and kind of in sync with the defense.
Yeah, he's you would put him in the arrow up category, meaning he's getting better and better every week. It was funny. We talked a lot Saturday night in our team meeting about different guys and with him it was about improvement. And so he, when you looked at the first Indianapolis game relative to where he is now, the improvement has been exponential. He has really done a good job of learning our system, getting acclimated to the pro game, and he's playing well. And that's what he needs to do is just keep trying to get better every week.
Bill, I know you have this, you talk about next man up and being prepared and not really looking back. But does last season, the way that you guys had to, especially you from the coaching side, go through the adversity with the injuries, especially at quarterback, help you get through these kind of bumps this year?
Well, I think that the way that a lot of us on this staff have been trained in this league is that, you basically have a 53-man roster and now a 10-man practice squad. So, like, you know, I can think back to even times when I was in New England, and I remember the first couple months I was there during a season where we brought an offensive lineman in. We brought him in on a Wednesday, and Dante Scarnecchia, our line coach at the time, he got the guy ready to play, and the guy started in a game on Sunday. So, like, one of the things about pro football that's unique that I think is really pretty interesting is, like, injuries occur, and the next guy has to be ready to step up. So that has to do with the person that's going into the game, you know, his ability to be able to do those things, and it has to do with the coach getting that guy ready to play. And so I think that comes into play, like yesterday with Brandon Whedon, George Gotze, you know, we all did a good job of getting that guy ready to play, so he was able to step in and play. But then it comes down to Brandon and his mindset. Hey, I'm ready to go, and I'm going to go in there and have poise and try to execute the offense to the best of my ability. So that's pro football. And in order to be a team that, you know, has a chance in December, you have to have that type of staff and players on the team.
Bill, you're always talking about focus on the next game. But as a fan, have you looked at the playoff possibilities?
No.
Really?
No.
Hey, well, the players will
I'm watching the tennis. Here's what I did, John. I came in here this morning and watched the game from yesterday because my lap – I usually watch it on the plane, but I spilled a Diet Coke all over my surface. So it got whatever. So I had to wait. I came in. I watched the Indy game. And then I'm on to Tennessee. I don't look – no, I don't have – I'm not looking at any of those things.
Not even the rest of the week, not even a peek?
Nope.
You need to know what you're facing because everybody else in town's doing it.
Good for them. I mean, you know, like I've always said,
The players are human, and you can't keep them from looking, but do you know they will, right?
Yeah, I'm not trying to keep them from looking. I'm just trying to keep them focused on the task at hand, which is trying to look at the good things that we did in the game yesterday, to correct, you know, some of the mistakes that we made, and then move on to Tennessee. So, like, okay, here's Tennessee's roster. Here's their lineup. Here's some things that we got to be ready for initially here today. Here's their base fronts. Here's their base running game. Here's some things that they do. And then, okay, tomorrow you're off. So now it's up to you to get – you know, get your bodies ready, get prepared, do some extra film watching, and then get to, you know, come in here on Wednesday and go to work on Tennessee. So, you know, what they do at home, I mean, these guys are grown men. I don't, you know, whatever they look at, they look at. But when they're here, it's, we don't have ESPN on in the background while we're, you know, presenting the Tennessee Titans to them in the squad meeting.
You talked about McKinney being arrow up. Where do you put Jalen Strong in that sentence?
I think he's in the same category. I think Jalen... You know, I think I said this last week, you know, Jalen really could have been active probably before he was active the past couple weeks. So he's really worked hard in practice. He's a big, strong guy who has really worked hard to get into shape. He's lost weight. He's doing a good job. You know, he's really doing a good job. And you know, in reality, the ball could have gone to him more yesterday. So, you know, he just needs to keep working and keep improving, but he's got a good attitude, and he's helping us out on special teams. He came close on the backed-up punt on a move on the wing. He got pressure on the punter, so he's doing a good job there. So just keep improving.
Chris Mortensen reported Mariota's done, and it'll be Mettenberger. Your familiarity with him. Could you talk about their quarterback situation as it pertains to you guys?
Yeah, I just saw the play where Marcus was injured yesterday. I didn't hear that yet on that report, so we'll have to wait and see. But you know, look, the thing about Marcus Mariota is he's a really good passer of the football, but he can run. He's got great speed. He's got good instincts. He's getting comfortable in their offense, so he's a threat. He's definitely a dual threat. And then Mettenberger's a little bit different. He's more of a drop back passer, pocket passer, got a real strong arm, smart kid, and so they're two different quarterbacks that you have to be prepared for.
Now we're looking for Christmas Day.
I'm looking forward to Christmas. I'm a big fan. I really am. I like Christmas, you know, but to me, this is your favorite time of the year, though, because really you have, you know, you're playing meaningful games at the end of the season. You have the holiday. I mean, there's just a lot of energy in the building, really. And I think some of that has to do with Christmas. Look, the problem for me is, you know, it's hard to, you know, get focused on Christmas. You know, it's more about Tennessee and then spend some time with the family on Friday, but kind of get back to Tennessee, because that's really, in the end, there'll be a bunch of Christmases, but there's only maybe a few opportunities to do what we're going to do here. So,
you did mention to us a couple weeks ago you're not a big fan of holidays.
No, I'm kidding. I mean, that's my sense of humor that I think you guys are still getting used to. I like Thanksgiving because I like food, quite obviously. And I do like Christmas. I'm not a big present guy. You know, I'm not like unwrap the presents, wrap the presents. Like, that's not something that I really enjoy. I'm not like a big, but I do like the camaraderie of the family and the food and things like that.
What's your position on the tree?
I like the tree. I do like the tree. I got invited to a Christmas party the other night, and my wife and I went, and it was the biggest Christmas tree I've ever seen. I asked the guy how the heck he got it into his home, but my wife has a fake tree, so I'm more of a real tree guy.
Hey, we talked about the challenge of getting Brandon Wheaton ready to play for you guys. It was obviously difficult for Indianapolis to prepare for him because they've never seen him in your stuff.
Right.
I assume it'll be easier for Tennessee because now they've seen
some
of that. You got opportunity to add some things now, right? So
yeah,
what we saw from him yesterday wouldn't be what we would see this week if he's the guy.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point. I would say that what we did with him yesterday was basically the game plan for TJ Yates, and so that he was going to be able to go in there and say, okay, like, Brandon, on Saturday night, why don't you tell us? We communicate a lot with these guys. You know, we're not like, you know, these guys have been playing quarterback for a while. They understand the position. Okay, so like, what plays are you comfortable with? And so he would red dot a lot of the plays that he was comfortable with. He seemed to be comfortable with a lot of them. A lot of it's protection. You know, how is he going to handle the different protections? Because we have a lot of different types of protections where the quarterback has to direct us to the right people. So that was a lot of it. You know, what protections are you comfortable with? And now, gone into the game, performed pretty well. Now we can probably do some things that, you know, if he's the guy, that we can, you know, maybe what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say, like, more to his skill set would be the game plan, if he's going to be the guy. Tailor it more to him. That's right.
How do you feel you were able to run for 155 yards 37 times? And to get back to that, because you'd struggled in the losses, and does that bode well for the last two?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think, you know, it's funny. The running game has been, throughout the year, a little bit inconsistent. I mean, I understand that. But there were a couple things that happened yesterday. I thought our offensive line played really well for the most part. They played tough. I thought Dwayne Brown played an excellent football game. Played very tough. You know, play with good pad level, block the movement. You know, the Colts did a lot of moving, and we seemed to pick that up pretty well. And then Alfred Blue, you know, other than the fumble, he ran with a purpose. And I think that was a big part of the game. He didn't – there was no fair dodging out there. He ran with a purpose, and give him a lot of credit and give our line and our tight ends a lot of credit.
How do you explain that about Alfred? Was it not getting – because being hurt and coming back?
I think he's played, you know, a good amount of football now. He was banged up a little bit, so, you know, he probably felt pretty good in the game. You know, he felt healthy, and I think he's played. And the more you play, the more you run, the more confidence you get, the more you understand the running game, where the reads are, where the holes might be, the better you're going to get. I didn't really think too much about that. I saw the fumble. I mean, Mike Adams did a great job on that play. He actually, like, went in there and ripped it right out of his, you know, right out of his hand. I mean, it was just a great play. Alfred's got to do a better job there of securing the ball. But it was a good play. And, you know, Alfred is not a fumbler. So, you know, I felt like we didn't even think about that. We felt like he was running hard. We felt like he had some good runs up to that point. So we were going back to him.
Do